the Good Day program, the optimal way to involve yourselves in the discussion of the day, things that really matter to people, the top topics of the day. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here. Do you want to believe what the Fed says? The economy is slowing down. Is that just more of the same? The economy was up, it's down, it's sideways. No new act. The good news here is that your mortgage rates will stay, as the advertisements say, at historically low rates. Sign up now. It may never be this low again. And so forth and so on. So you refied, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah.
I had to, like, pretty much cut off my right arm and say, here you go, I promise I'll pay you back.
Yeah.
And so... It was a hard process, even though I have really good credit, knock on wood. It was still, because you have to have a certain amount of equity in your house, and mine's only 4 years old for me. It was a tough process.
So, what's the rate you're paying? Interest rate
I'm at 4.25.
You could get a point off of that, you know, if you're refining
right
now.
Yeah. Well.
You can get down to 3. There are mortgages being written at 3 or just a little over at the moment. And
I was at 6, so it was a pretty sizable savings for me.
Well, but then if you went down another point, it would be more savings.
Absolutely.
For you. Let's go for it, Jennifer.
I don't know if I have it in me to go through that process again.
Go! Go! Speaking of going, the Olympic update, the big storylines for Americans, the athletes and their blood, sweat, and tears. Are you following this big story of the day or the week? Olympic officials releasing tickets to many events. Seems Americans are having a tough time getting those tickets. If you check out the story at DougSteffen.com, it makes you wonder about whether we really are who we think we are. We think we're good, we think we're great. United States behind China today in the medal count.
No.
Total number for China, 30, 29 for America. This, for many people, is a deciding factor in understanding who and what and where we are. U.S. used to be on top of everything. The Chinese, thanks to us, are on top, including, I believe, I think we've gotten soft. I think this shows that there are things going on here across the board that are very discouraging. And I don't know that that needs to be, well, you can interpret it any way you want to. I think we're doing well, but we're not doing as well as we probably could, given the resources that we have. We have 12 gold medals, 8 silver medals, 9 bronze medals. The Chinese have 17 gold. Remember when the Russians
were
winning?
They got us in golds, for sure.
Yeah. Remember when the Russians, we all worried about the Russians.
Yeah.
That was
our big competitor in the Olympics.
They were supplementing because they were paying and the drugs and all that other stuff. And the Russians now have 11 total. So is that the fate of the Chinese? Well, we stay where we are in the Chinese because it was neck and neck. I remember Olympics when the Russians had more than we did. And people said, oh, my God, we're going to hell. And so we stayed there. Japan, by the way, is 3 in the total Olympic count. 17 they have in total. France and Germany are tied at 13 each. South Korea doing pretty well for the size country. It is 12 total for them. Let's see here. Italy, 9. Great Britain and Australia, also 9. The Ukraine and Romania and Canada have 6 each. 5 for North Korea. 4 for Hungary. Kazakhstan, 3 with Brazil and the Netherlands and Colombia.
How about the Czech Republic?
I don't see any from the Czech Republic. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa.
No, did we get on the board?
Yesterday, a silver medal for the Czech Republic. Good for you.
I knew they could do it. I knew they could do it. How about Ireland? Those are my, the Czech Republic.
Ireland.
And my people.
Let's see where we have the Irish in here. See if we can develop some Irish pride. I don't see any Irish, none. I'm looking at all the pages.
Sorry, they get to live in Ireland. That's all.
Ireland. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to Ireland in September, it looks like. End of September. All right.
I can help you out with some suggestions.
All right, good. No medals for India has 1, but they're in the dark, so it doesn't make much difference. Right? Belarus has 1. Greece has 1. Belgium has 1. All right, so do we care about these? Sweden only has 1.
Hey, they're on the board. That's all right.
Poland has 1. Yeah, you're right. New Zealand has two, Norway two, Indonesia, Mexico, South Africa.
But the Republic of Grenada, or what one of those random countries are.
Yeah, no. So, gymnast Daniel Leva, is that how you pronounce his name?
I don't know.
D-A-N-E-L-L, L-E-Y-V-A, rallied from 17th in the men's individual all-around, take home a bronze medal.
Is he one of ours?
Yeah, he's a U.S. gymnast. Leva. Somebody knows something about him, 800-510-8255. See, I think with you, there secretly nobody's really paying a whole lot of attention. It's good for American pride. People are so interested in bashing the Chinese. They say, look at those Chinese. Nathan Adrian in swimming had a surprise upset in the 100-meter freestyle, taking gold over James Magnussen from Australia. The U.S. women's 400, what's 4 by 200? What does that mean?
4 by 200?
I don't know what that means.
Relay of four people.
A relay of four people. Thank you, Michael.
Michael's so smart.
Yeah, he is. Won gold on the strength of a tremendous final leg by Allison Schmidt. In the women's 200-meter breaststroke, swimmer Rebecca Sonai of the U.S. set a world record in her semifinal heat with a time of 2 minutes 20 seconds. In beach volleyball, team of U.S. legends Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh Jennings lost their first Olympic set in 12 years. Their march toward a third straight gold medal continues, though. They rebounded to win the next two sets against the Austrians to advance to the next round.
Good.
U.S. women's basketball team cruised to an 89-58 victory over Turkey. U.S. now 2-0, playing against the Czech Republic tomorrow.
Oh, no. Who do I vote for?
The four female badminton teams that were blatantly attempting to lose have been booted from the games. That's the biggest controversy.
Yeah, and I'm glad, because it's not fair.
Indonesian, Chinese, two South Korean teams kicked out. The teams from Russia, Australia, Canada, and South Africa reinstated. People like that idea. Another case of trying not to win, the Japanese women's soccer team drew 0-0 against the South Africans. Coach admitted the decision was his, but unlike the badminton governing body, the soccer governing body didn't throw them out. All right. U.S. women's saber fencer Marielle Zagunas failed in her quest to win three straight gold medals. She lost in the semifinals against a South Korean fencer. How do you judge fencing?
Well, if you're still standing.
Really?
Oh, no. You know, and I should know this, because actually my mom used to fence.
Really?
Semi-professionally.
Yes. No, really? That's
yeah,
very interesting.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah. That is.
But I have no idea how it works or how you're judged. But, yeah, she was pretty good.
Really?
In her time.
Isn't
yes.
That neat. Good for her. All right, so that's the story on the Olympics, at least as far as I can figure out. Anybody got anything to add, subtract, multiply, or divide? Let's see. But the poll today is how much time do you spend watching the Olympics or doing other personal stuff online while you're at work? A, I'm off and on the Internet for personal reasons all day long. B, I probably spend half a day doing that. Wow. C, maybe an hour or two. D, I only check email or Facebook a couple of times a day. D, I never do anything personal online while I'm at work. I think there's a lot of concern about, for example, in Los Angeles, there's a big controversy about city employees watching the Olympics on the job and what it's doing to productivity there. I know we're all worried about Los Angeles and city employees being productive like we are most municipal employees anywhere. Oh, they're doing a fine job. I always like politicians. We have to, and I said that in the town meeting here in Framingham. I wanted to support the personnel issues because I didn't support the capital expenditures. But there are a lot of people who are not needed, shall we say, on the job. They aren't. There are a lot of people that are in wasteful positions. 800-510-8255. Here's something serious for you to consider. Your cholesterol levels. How are your cholesterol levels? Do you even know? Have you had them tested? Jennifer, you have a physical every year, right?
I just had mine done in February.
All right. Just in February. It's
August. My bad cholesterol was pretty good. I think it was 141 or something. It was really good.
No, that's not good for bad cholesterol. What's your total?
No, it was 141 for...
The total?
Oh gosh, maybe I should recheck.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, it was good.
There's Jennifer.
Whatever it was, the doctor said, you're doing an excellent job.
Well, but that's,
so, there you go.
You need to know your numbers. And that's why
do.
This is important. High cholesterol is a very serious problem. And it alone can lead to heart attacks, heart disease, heart problems, the kind of stuff that Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is our resident medical expert, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell. These guys are worried about your cholesterol. You need to be worried. You ought to know your number. And if you don't know your number, you need to get it tested. The safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol is by using Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L. A lot of people, every time we go through this, dozens of people pick up the phone and they call 888-809-6424. You'll get a free 30-day supply of Cardiol. The folks who make it are so confident it'll work to help you lower your cholesterol, lower your triglycerides, that they make the first month available to you free so you can measure it. You can do like Jennifer's going to do. She's going to go back and get her cholesterol level checked so that she knows exactly what she's talking about. And then she's going to take this and watch the triglycerides and cholesterol level go down, down, down. Kind of like, what is that old Drano? When the... go up, 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 and the values go, well, whatever it is. You want your cholesterol to go
I just looked. It was my
down.
Total cholesterol, by
it
the
was.
Way.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if your total cholesterol is 141, that's great. Except
yeah.
you need to know the difference between the good HDL stuff and the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol. So if you check that out, then I can be of further help to you, Jennifer.
Yes.
Cardiol, easy to take, one capsule a day. So get the free 30-day trial by going online to Cardiol, CARDIOL.net/Doug, and click on Dr. Ken's free trial, or call 888-809-6424 for Cardiol. Don't let high cholesterol ruin your future.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Hi, a little gossip on Mike Huckabee and Drew Peterson and Robert Pattinson, Macaulay Culkin, J-Lo, Cuba Gooding. Did I do it right? I did pronounce it
Cuba.
Right.
Just
it's
like
Cuba?
Country. Yeah.
Oh, I thought somebody told me it was Cuba.
People say Cuba all the time, but that's not right. He goes by Cuba.
Cuba. All right. Yeah. I go by Cuba all the time on my way to someplace south of there.
That's right. Well,
yeah, 21 after the hour, yes.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello.
Hello.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding.
Did you hear this big scandal? 8 female badminton players were expelled from the Olympics for trying to lose on purpose. Did you hear about that? Yeah. So tragically, they'll never have another chance to play badminton unless they get invited to a picnic. I'm sorry. It's just a sport. Other sports have more of my respect. I'm sorry.
I actually was watching badminton today, yeah. And there was it was the men's single, and a coach came out in, like, workout gear. Why does a badminton coach wear workout gear?
Plenty of things for you to be angry about at this Olympics, Andy.
Well, I like to just watch the live feed of the events that nobody cares about.
Yeah. No, seriously, the other, the Olympic badminton players were apparently trying to lose on purpose. This is a big story. But really, think about it. If you've trained day and night for 4 years to be in the Olympics for badminton, in a way, haven't you already lost?
Yeah.
Leave the badmintoners alone.
All right, so... And that's Conan O'Brien, who's the only one who's live this week. Either vacays or the NBC guys are off because of the Olympics. 25 past the hour, Jennifer Horn. Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com with the big topics of the day, the top topics conversationally, or at least as many as we can get to. I have some amazing news about Olympic winners and their medals and the United States government. Wait till you hear this. In a few moments. First, though, the ladies on The View yesterday laughed about a story. Somebody's boyfriend in Tennessee got jealous that his girlfriend had a picture of Mitt Romney. Listen to this.
A jealous boyfriend in Tennessee was arrested after flying into a rage when he saw a picture of another man on his girlfriend's Facebook page. He wanted to know who the hell this man was. His girlfriend answered, it was just a campaign photo of candidate Mitt Romney.
Duh.
Where has this guy been?
He must be the only person, you know how people say, what, were you under the rock?
Yeah.
He must have been the only one that was under the rock. Because not to know who Mitt, well, maybe it was Mitt in a hat or something.
Maybe,
or Mitt in a bathing suit. I don't know, but
stuff.
It was... He ended up in jail.
But it was a lifelike photo of Mitt. That was what was great.
Wait, why did he end up in jail?
I guess he beat up the computer.
This went crazy
in the room, and then they came and arrested him because he was making threats to the computer at Mitt. I don't, you know.
You know what? Mitt better not come to his town and campaign.
That's foolish. Stupid. It really is stupid. People are so stupid.
I know. It makes you a little scared, but
God.
You still have to laugh.
Unbelievable how stupid some people are. The judge in the Drew Peterson murder trial called a recess yesterday. The prosecution introducing some pretty controversial evidence. What do you know about this, Jennifer? Peterson's on trial for how many different murders?
Oh, well, now, is he on trial this time around for both wives?
I don't know. He's accused of killing his third wife. I think that's maybe right, yeah. But the fourth wife, apparently, there's a question about her, too. So, do we know what the evidence was? I'm looking around trying to find the evidence, and I don't see anything about what the actual evidence was.
I'll do some poking around.
There's more news about Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day.
Oh, boy. Are you going to go?
I think it's ridiculous. I'm surprised. I'm usually pretty good. I have good feelings about Mike Huckabee, but this is stupid. I think he hurts himself. He's painting himself into a corner with this, and so are others who get involved. Just Sarah Palin. They just, you know what? Leave it alone. Walk away. 28 past the hour, and good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're worried about items being stolen from your luggage, then listen up. There are actual ways to avoid being a victim. The first thing to remember is that smart luggage thieves don't steal your bags. Instead, they steal individual items from your bags, and then hope you won't notice until it's too late. Take a moment to open your bag and take inventory before you leave the airport, or it will be that much harder to file a claim with the airport, the airline, or the TSA. It's okay to use a luggage lock, but most of those are ornamental. Instead, pack your valuables in your carry-on. Remember, the airlines have a mile-long list of items they won't cover anyway. And if you absolutely can't bring valuables on board, consider using a shipping service so you can actually insure and track that package. And last but not least, avoid luggage that looks expensive or maybe is expensive. But try to choose bags that are, well, in my experience, ugly. That will lower the chance of someone else walking off without it, either intentionally or by accident. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Thursday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000, only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Ready to tackle your home painting projects this weekend? Come into Lowe's and take advantage of great offers on exterior paint and stain products, like $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon cans of Valspar Duramax exterior paint via mail-in or online rebate. And save on a HomeRite 2-speed stain stick, now just $19.99. Or pick up a Graco Spray Station 2900 HVLP sprayer, now just $99. That's a savings of $20. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 8/6. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
It's now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 8/2/12, August the 2nd. And we are here, Jennifer and I, to help you update yourself on what's happened perhaps since the last time you checked in with the news desk. Here I am. I'm at the news desk.
Breaking news.
There's breaking news. Baba Wawa covers the breaking news. Okay, so the podcast, by the way, of Good Day, available every day. Each hour of the program is there for you to scrutinize. Somebody very nicely is doing, I think, I'm not sure whether I get that out of reading this. David Anderson wanted to write and tell us that he loved the program. It's the best part of my day, he said. I drive to work every day early, listen for an hour and a half. Doug's stories of the farm really take me back to my younger days. Jennifer and Heather both make things wonderful with their beautiful laugh. I feel like I have something in common with all of you. Thank you for doing what you do. I've been listening since January of 2011 to KTSM 690 in El Paso. I acknowledge that again.
Out in the West Texas town
out of El Paso.
I fell in love with an Indian girl. Okay.
An Indian girl? No, Mexican girl. No, Mexican girl.
Is it Mexican girl?
Mexican girl, yeah.
I like Indian girls. Well, and Mexican girls, I like them.
I didn't know you liked girls. I thought you're on that team, huh?
Well, no, I'm on the team of boys romantically, but I do love girls. I'm not one of those women that don't like women. I like
women who like women. Film at 11.
Okay. Right,
25 Facebook. Before the hour. Let's get to Facebook and Twitter.
Before we go too far.
Yes, let's not get carried away here.
Yesterday, Dougie, we were talking about the story where some kids in the Washington area were being paid to go to summer school. And so we asked, do you think this is a good idea? Terry said, must not have had the same parents as me. If I didn't do good, I paid when I got home.
Paid. If I didn't do well, perhaps.
Good, he said. He said, when I didn't do good, I paid when I got home.
Probably didn't do good because he
parents step up,
well.
He said.
Yeah.
Thomas said it's a form of positive reinforcement, unlike the negative reinforcement technique of getting your butt kicked for not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Bizep Polly said the U.S. is massively behind all other industrialized nations when it comes to education. If we have to pay students to bother to learn, that can't be bad. Thomas said, sadly, these days parents need to sacrifice for their children and send them to a good private school. We did, and we are not rich. Thankfully, our kids are grown and doing well. Public schools are beyond fixing. Unionized and tenured teachers don't have to care, and students have contempt for education. Hans said, forcing the taxpayers to not only supply the public with an educational opportunity, but to also pay the students to attend is downright immoral. If you think passing the buck like this to taxpayers is fair, you need to reevaluate which country you're paying your loyalty.
I'm with him.
Colleen said, we'll never break the entitled generation of such bad habits with changes like these. It's a very bad idea. Let mom and dad pay for A's if they so choose, but leave the tax dollars out of it. Amanda said, wow, yet another way to throw away the money of the hardworking Americans, and so on and so forth. And you can chime in, too. It's not too late. Facebook.com/GoodDayShow.
Yes, ma'am. Our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com sometimes echoes, mirrors what's on Facebook and Twitter. Sometimes it doesn't. The at-risk student poll, going to summer school, getting paid, your reaction. Let's see, 54% said it's a terrible idea, giving children the wrong reason for going to school. 26% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said throwing money at it won't solve the problem. 11% said it was a good idea, a good incentive that could change their lives. And 9% of you said it's an interesting idea, but I doubt it'll do any good. Listen, this is pretty much, well, some things. I would say that we have a pretty solid result there, giving children the wrong reason for going to school, which would be the way that I would interpret it. Here's something that's just plain wrong as well. If you have tendencies like I do to despise authority and government, then this will be right up that alley. Did you know, Jennifer, under provisions of the IRS code, Olympic athletes are required to pay taxes on the medals?
No.
The IRS, yes. The IRS has determined for those who are competing in the 2012 London Games that the value of a bronze medal is $10,000, a gold medal is $25,000. The value between $10,000 and $25,000, depending on whether it's bronze, silver, or gold. So when the Olympic athletes get home, they'll be presented with a tax bill from $3,500 to $9,000 for getting
Well, it's not the medals themselves. It's the bonus they get from the USOC,
you know what?
For the medals.
That doesn't make any difference, Michael. I don't give a rat's butt what it's for. If they're out there humping, it is the value established by the IRS coming out of the sky. How do they know what people are just assuming that somebody's going to get some kind of value out of it that they are going to be able to tax? So they just assume across the board that you're going to get value. So here's what the tax is. It's outrageous. It's more than outrageous. It's just another example of how unbelievably stupid the people that run this government, and we let them get away with this stuff. Why would you even be involved in the Olympics if after you've worked all this time, they don't get paid? After you put all this hot...
Well, they do get paid. That's what this is about.
They don't get paid at all.
No,
how do they get paid?
The USOC pays people based on what medal they get.
They pay them... Based on what medal they get,
yeah,
the
get
value of the medal.
You get a bonus?
Right, but
yes.
They don't get paid if they don't win, right?
I don't know.
I don't think they get paid if they don't win.
Because they have to be, they can't be professional.
Right. They're not, the only exception to that is basketball, I believe. For some reason or other, they are accepted in basketball. Professional basketball players can play for the Olympic Committee. I think this is more than over-the-top outrageous. I don't care... Whether it's a, what could they be doing or what are their real jobs and how much do they have to sacrifice? It's just another indicator of taxes on top of taxes on top of taxes on top of taxes so these fools can waste the money that they do. And I, for one, want to see them eliminated. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Interesting, Mario Rubio has introduced a bill to exempt Marco, do I say Marco? Yeah, it is. I always say Mario. Why do I always do that? I always call him Mario. Marco Rubio introduced the Olympic Tax Elimination Act, which would exempt prize money associated with Olympic medals from a taxable, whatever the athlete's taxable income is. I'm for that. You can hear in my voice the way my blood boils with this kind of stuff. Am I the only one who thinks this?
No.
800-510-8255. All right, so...
If that's indeed the case, I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Right.
It's almost like when the vets come home. It's not obviously that extreme.
Okay, so let's go back to the Olympics of 2008. The medal count was 110. We won 110
medals across the board in that Olympics. If athletes are on the hook for that many medals, it means that they'll pay $650,000 in taxes if somehow or other they're not exempted. If they're making money for endorsements, pay your taxes.
Absolutely.
If that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Olympics themselves. I think it's outrageous to tax them for what they get. I think the whole tax structure is so corrupt anyway. But if you're going to do outside stuff, like how much money did Phelps make in endorsements? Millions. So he paid taxes as justifiably he ought to. But for the Olympic experience itself, no. Anybody agree, disagree? 800-510-8255. The poll today at DougStephan.com, Jennifer. I don't know whether you're going to. I expect in the Twitter account will probably be a buzz with the discussion of the taxes. Here's another question. The time you spend watching the Olympics, I went through that a few minutes ago because I was intrigued by the city of Los Angeles saying to its employees, stop watching while you're working. They had the balsam or the gall to do that. God love them. Anyway. Now, the other thing that has been scrutinized, the incredible amount of calories that are eaten by the Olympic athletes, their diets. Somebody absolutely, with nothing else to do in their lives, has been studying.
Did a
little
tabulating.
Yeah, right.
But they're
exactly.
athletes. They have
to. Well, they have to have a lot of. Of course they do. They need a lot of energy. But somebody said this is a bad example to set for Americans because their diets. Oh.
You get up on a balance beam, whoever said that. Yes. You start swinging around on those rings.
We got nothing going on here but crazy, derogatory, nuts stuff. I want a divorce. Can we get a divorce from this country? How do we divorce ourselves from some of these realities? How do we fix...
Who would you marry then? Like, if you divorced America, where would you go?
I don't know. Sweden, maybe?
Hmm.
But I love this car. I don't want to go anywhere, but it's so tired. It's just terrifically sad that these crazy things go on, and some people actually think that they're right, justifiable, et cetera, et cetera. Bob, listening in El Paso. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how's it going, Doug?
I'm getting hot under the collar, Bob.
I think it's an outrage that these guys are being taxed for their medals. So let's turn that around then. If they're going to tax them for the medals, they should be able to deduct every cent that they spent on training and equipment for the last how many 20 years that they've been working on training for their medals.
Sounds
they should
big.
Be able to deduct every cent of that. Let's give the IRS a bill.
There you go.
All right, Bob. You feel better now, right?
I'll pay for one of those guys' medals for him.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm with you. All right, thank you. 800-510-8255. Okay. So coming up, Jennifer's going to give us the latest report on where Robert Pattinson is sleeping and whether or not J-Lo's boyfriend is la, 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 la. And Cuba Gooding gets off. How's that for film at 11, huh?
Very good, yeah.
All right. So Jennifer has that report in just a matter of moments. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, asking you to fill in the blanks. Okay, here we go. I'd like you to write down or fill in the blanks to the following sentence. I love it when I do One, two, three. Go ahead and list those things. I love it when I do one, two, three. Got it? Now what I would like you to do is fill in the blanks to the following sentence. I don't like it when I do one, two, three. Got it? I don't like it when I do one, two, three. So you should have a list of six things. But right now I want to focus on the things you don't like to do. Now, here's a question. One of two things. If you don't like to do it, why are you doing it? And if you have to do something that you don't like to do, what are you doing to turn it into something that you love to do? Because let's face it, you gotta do it anyway, and you might as well love it. So take that list and turn it into the list I love to do. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Do you have sore, achy joints? They're a fact of life for so many of you. I understand that, especially as you have gotten older. Those achy joints get the best of you on some days. Depending on the weather, they can really get you down. There was a study conducted by the federal government showing that only 25% of you see any real relief when you use glucosamine and chondroitin. I've taken glucosamine and chondroitin over the years, and I feel like my joints are in pretty good shape. But when I'm working on the farm, a lot of times at the end of the day, man, do I hurt. So I've gotten on to this new product called Ultra Joint. It's a formula that has a cartilage-repairing compound in it with anti-inflammatory compounds and joint-specific vitamins along with minerals. You know how important I keep talking about those in any number of references. And there's even there are a number of herbs in here that make this Ultra Joint the most complete joint formula available. You want relief, right? How do you spell it? U-L-T-R-A-J-O-I-N-T. In fact, this new compound, Jennifer, extracted from eggshell membranes, is so powerful, 70% of users report improved flexibility and pain relief in just 10 days. Ultra Joint. It's safe. It's FDA registered, and the best part about it, it really, really works. Makers of Ultra Joint are so confident it'll work for you, they're offering a free trial. See for yourself, pay for the shipping and handling, you get a free trial offer of Ultra Joint. Go to cardiol.net/Doug, that's cardiol.net/DOUG, or you can call directly 888-809-6424. Matter of fact, I think you ought to take advantage of both opportunities here from these folks at Cardiol. Get the 30-day trial of Cardiol so you get your cholesterol level down. And try Ultra Joint and see if you're not feeling better after the trial period. Again, no cost involved to you but shipping and handling. Online, cardiol.net/Doug or call 888-809-6424. Am I going too fast, Jennifer?
No, you could. You did a great job.
888-809-6424. All right, here's Jackson.
Jason and Jackson. Okay.
All right. All right, Jason, you're on. Hi.
Hey, yeah, that last caller had a great idea. I mean, it's like nowadays, this the hip, sexy thing to do is keep taxing us. This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
It's the thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yep, taxes on top of taxes on top of taxes, and you know what the waste, fraud, and abuse component is. 34 cents of every dollar taken in taxes is wasted. Look at the latest reports from Iraq alone. Never mind what you know is being wasted on the local level, state level, national level with employees that don't do anything, the feather bedding that goes on with the unions, and they're going to take this money away from these kids involved in the Olympics. It's highway robbery, literally, and outrageous. So we got you on the side of the good guys there, Jason. Thanks for the call. All right, what about Pattinson? What's going on with him?
Robert Pattinson is shacking up with someone new, Dougie.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's actually staying at Reese Witherspoon's house, though. They're not really shacking up. That's how rumors get started.
Right.
But according to People magazine, Robert and Reese are friends. They work together on a few movies. And so she offered up some room to him in Ojai, and he's hanging out there and staying out of the limelight for a little while.
I mean, it's a good idea. Everybody's got to chill out. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hope.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Now 53 past the hour on the Good Day program. The hackers are at it again, Jennifer.
Happy hackers.
Happy hackers. This time it's Dropbox. And I'm trying to, I've seen a lot about Dropbox lately, but I don't really claim to understand.
Dropbox is like a way to deliver big files like audio files and video files. Right. It's kind of like a little mailbox specifically for that, sending around big chunks of information.
All right. So we'll see how this hacking took place, or we'll understand after listening to our featured technology reporter, Shelley Palmer, give us the story on Dropbox. Just a moment. We'll get the drop on Dropbox in a moment. The juice, yes.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right. Testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, another day, another hack. This time it's Dropbox, and the cloud file sharing service is blaming the breach on a stolen employee password. The company found that usernames and passwords had been stolen from other websites, and because of password reuse, the thieves were able to gain access to a small number of Dropbox accounts, including the employee account in question. Dropbox says the compromised account contained a project that listed user email addresses, which led to those users receiving spam emails. There's a lesson here, kids. Don't reuse your passwords. I know it's annoying, but there's a reason why experts recommend a different password for every site you use. And if you use the same email and password for more than one account, a hacker who gets a hold of your login credentials can get into more than one of your accounts, which is what happened in this case. Dropbox maintains that there was no intrusion on its internal systems, and it will be implementing extra security measures in the coming weeks. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Thursday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000, only at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
If somebody in your household is heading off to college in the coming days or weeks and you're thinking they need a car, Brian Osich finds out some of the do's and don'ts of sending your children to campus with a car.
Summer break is wrapping up and college students all over the country are preparing for another year of higher learning. And GM's James Bell says if this journey includes a car, parents have some things to consider.
Safety is always the first thing I think about when it comes to driving. If it's your son or daughter's freshman year, maybe keep the car at home. The first year is always about testing boundaries and limits, and often that's the year that alcohol is first introduced.
But if your student does need a car, and the college or university allows it, Bell says make sure the vehicle is ready for the new school year.
If you've got a student getting ready to go off to school and going to be taking the family car, get it ready for them before they go. And really, let's be honest, it's a safety thing. Check the tires, check the brakes, check the hoses, check the belt, check the battery. These are all the things that your kid's probably not going to pay attention to.
For more information, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from General Motors.
0 to 60.
And how fast? In only 10 minutes.
Have you ever tried that in your car? Have you ever tried, actually, honestly, floored it to see how fast you get from 0 to 60?
I have never tried that.
You've never tried that in any car you ever had?
No.
Never.
A dork. You have to help me.
Really? Well, I don't have to help you. All you have to do is floor it and look at your watch.
Those are the easy instructions. Yeah, floor it and look at your watch.
Well, that's all. Make sure the watch has a second hand and see how fast you move from 0 to 60. That's all. That's it. Bottom line. Bing, bang, boom, and you're done. 6:59 past the hour on Good Day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.